The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Trotsky. Trotsky was a prolific writer, but here are a few of his classic works. The Permanent Revolution and Results and Prospects. This book outlines his classic theory that workers could come to power in a backward country before an advanced one. My Life. Reading like a great novel, this summary of his life also works as a great political induction to many ideas and events in the history of the socialist movement in the early 20th century. History of the Russian Revolution. Still the best history of any revolution written in any language. Don't be intimidated by its length, over 1,000 pages. The Struggle Against Fascism in Germany. In the early 1930s, Trotsky penned a series of articles analyzing the rise of Hitler and outlining to the German communists the United Front policy necessary to defeat him. These are perhaps the finest writings by a Marxist on current events ever written. The Revolution Betrayed. Trotsky may have never made a complete break from his belief that, however distorted, Russia's nationalized property made it somehow still a workers' state. Nevertheless, this remains a masterful analysis of the degeneration of the Russian Revolution, a fierce indictment of the rise of the Stalinist bureaucracy, and a ringing defense of genuine Marxism. Their Morals and Ours. Trotsky takes up the question, do the ends justify the means? And in the process writes a tightly argued polemic on the question of Marxism and morality. Duncan Hallis's Trotsky's Marxism is the best short introduction to Trotsky's politics. The Prophet Armed, The Prophet Unarmed, and The Prophet Outcast. Isaac Deutscher's trilogy on the life of Trotsky is unsurpassed in the field of political biography. However, as a political corrective, in the last volume, Deutscher comes perilously close to apologizing for Stalin's rule. The Darker the Night, the Brighter the Star. Tony Cliff's four-volume biography of Trotsky. In particular, this final volume is essential reading. End of section.